Now, the Elders are a group of creative over 65-year-olds founded by director and performer Andrea Scott. They meet every Tuesday and train professionals from the industry in movement, creative writing, playwriting, improvisation, creative composition, contemporary drama and puppetry, to name just a few of the things they do. And we're joined by three of the Elders here. We have Aileen O'Connor, Nuala O'Connell and David Inglesby. Good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Now, you've brought in your exotic birds and not so exotic birds. We'll talk about them in a moment. But Aileen, tell us just a little bit more. Aileen just put her headpiece on.
Yes.
Which is a redneck grebe.
It is a redneck.
Yes, we'll come back to your redneck grebe in a moment. But the Elders, sort of, it's a play on words because it's a bit about the tree and a bit about the age of the people involved.
It is, all of that.
Yes.
Well, it started about 7 years ago. And what happened was, I think the Dundrum, the manager of the theatre in Dundrum, put out, kind of, she said to Andrea, who is our mentor, she's a formidable young woman, she's highly admirable, and we all think she's the bee's knees. You know, she's just great.
Yeah. But, and her company?
Us.
Floating World.
Yes. And her
now, Aileen, is Nuala going to correct you on everything?
If she is,
that's going to happen.
Well, I think she's given to that.
You know? She is.
Yes.
I have to say,
World. I would have got to that.
So, and Andrea Scott of Floating World, she put out a call.
She said, if there are people over 65 who would be interested in coming in to do either drama or writing or anything at all like that. So about 50 to 60 people turned up. And so Andrea spoke to us all and for a while. And we ended up doing a thing called Life Memos. And it was simply we all told a wee bit about something we'd done in our lives. That worked very well and we all got on very well. But then when that was finished, there were a kind of a nucleus of people said they'd love to keep it on and they'd like to keep going. But the numbers dwindled away because it's quite a committing, and a committing thing. But you do become every Tuesday, you're expected to be there every Tuesday. You're expected to be there with your homework done. And we always have homework because anything we do with Andrea, she has tremendous kind of foresight and she always is aware of the outcome. For example, do you see my wee bird?
The redneck your redneck green. Yes.
His head is made of willow.
Right.
And we started growing the willow last year.
Okay.
And we had our own willow.
Right.
So she thinks of things like that.
Okay.
And
Nuala, your memo then. So you said something biographical about yourself. This was the initial thing. And then there were dramatized. Is that it?
Life Memos was the first thing that we did. And
were they dramatised?
They were all dramatised. I unfortunately wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there,
But most of... but they did record it.
Yes.
They recorded mine. Mine was based on a maple tree and it sort of paralleled my life.
Right.
And we actually used that again in our forest project in Kilroodry Domain.
And it's been going for 7 years. And David, have you been there from the beginning?
Day one, yes. Right. Yeah, I've been doing stuff, Life Memos and all the stuff. We did stuff about Dundrum, about various places. We did stuff about trees.
Yeah.
So that was...
And you write as well, do you?
Yes.
We all do.
We all write.
Oh, you all write as well.
Everybody writes, yeah.
Okay. And did you act at all when you were younger?
No, except the canister.
What's the canister?
The what?
Never heard of acting the canister?
No.
It's
is it acting the mick? Acting the mick, like acting the Egypt.
Yes.
Yes, aha. I'd never heard acting the canister now.
I never heard that.
Didn't go to
either.
Christian Brothers school?
No, I went to a De La Salle school, but acting the canister. That's a new one on me. I'll have to write it down. And I read a book recently called Changing Gears, and it was about retirement, right? And the thing that I took away from it was the writers encouraged people to return to things that brought them joy when they were younger and they stopped doing because life took over. And it strikes me that that's what happened with a good few people involved in the Elders.
Well, I think a lot of people went in for different reasons, right. And a lot of people yeah. wanted to write. And then when they had yeah. to be involved in everything like the acting and all the other things, I don't think they particularly wanted to do that. Ah, they might have had their own angle.
And were you involved in drama before, Nuala?
No, no, I wasn't.
No. No. Were you Aileen? Aileen.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, whenever you're in secondary school, yeah. We did the, you know, the usual operas and yes. things like that. And then when I was in college, we did a fair bit of drama and things as well.
Yeah.
And then I was teaching. And I do remember I had fifth class one time, and we usually, you know, the school always had... You know, they had done little operettas and things, and I thought I might like to do something different with them. Mm. So I took Hamlet and I twittered around a wee bit with it. Sorry, Shakespeare. And but they loved it. The kids loved it because they ended up with a stage strewn with dead bodies and gore. And I'd like to think that they have a wee bit of
gore.
That they have a wee bit of interest in Shakespeare after that.
Okay, yeah. Gore. Now, I wish this was television because you all brought in your birds. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the birds project?
The bird project is... we're involved with Cornanogue because Andrea Scott's daughter is in Cornanogue, Joni. I think that's what the connection was. And we have a lady called Elaine Agnew, no relation to Twig's husband. And she has composed the music for us. And Andrea Scott put words to the music, most beautiful words. And we're championing the birds on the red list. Mm-hmm. So we all picked a bird. So there's 11 of us. We all picked our own bird.
And so these are birds that are in trouble.
On the red list, yes. That are extinct.
Extinct, but could be if we don't do something about it.
And it's just we're sending out a warning. Look, these birds are there.
Right.
Cherish them. And those are the words of the song that cherish the woman is
So there's a performance then with Cornanogue in the National Concert Hall.
But no,
whereabouts?
In the
Botanic Gardens.
But
the reason that we're not saying, because all the tickets are gone because the parents all went out to go. But in the Ivy Gardens this Saturday, we're going to do kind of a preview at 10 o'clock in the Ivy Gardens.
Right.
And we'll be wearing our headpieces. Yes. Well, we won't all attend, but there'll probably be about 8 of us. And Cornanogue will be singing their song with us.
Right, so the Ivy Gardens this Saturday morning. About the birds. Okay. Yeah. So yours is a twite.
Yes,
David. What do you know about a twite?
Twites they mainly live around the coast of Mayo. They're dying out, and the reason they're dying out is because they're angry all the time and they cannot breed.
Right.
They are angry because people think of them as twits.
All right.
And this is infuriating for them. And one of the things they hate most is Roald Dahl.
Right.
Who has written a book called The Twits.
So they want people to know they have an E at the end of their name.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly that, yes.
I love that. I'm a twite, not a twit.
That is what they try and do.
They're a finch. They're a small enough bird.
They're a bit like a linnet, but they have a much harsher voice than a linnet. Yeah,
so because they're angry.
Well, they are angry.
Yeah.
You would be too if somebody had slagged you off.
Yeah, if they were calling me a twit. I'm going to have a twite.
Yeah.
A swan, they have no problem with their name.
The swan, yeah. There's three types of swans that we know. There's the mute swan, which we all see with the orange beak, orange and black. And this one, well, it was started off as a hooper swan, but there's actually less Buick swan, and there's probably only about one or two.
And how would you know a Buick swan?
Swan is smaller, and there's more black on their beak, and it's yellow, black and yellow. Ah. Hooper swan is the biggest, and it's got black and yellow.
What did you make
also.
That from? Are they
pampas grass from the garden, and feathers which have been all treated, don't worry, and all sustainable equipment.
And you have to wear that on your head.
It does sit on my head.
Does it?
Actually,
I don't believe it.
Do you want me to do it?
Go on, put it on your head. I don't believe it does. Because of the three, yours is the biggest. The swan is the biggest.
Yeah. It's huge.
The twite is quite small. The redneck grebe is slightly bigger than the...
I just don't want it to fly away.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
Am I hitting the ceiling?
No, you're caressing it as opposed to hitting it. Yes, yeah. Isn't that amazing? And you have to walk like a model because remember, you remember that thing they used to do in deportment where you'd put two books on your head?
Yes, you had to have them.
If I'd had a bet on that, I would have won.
Yeah. So yours is a redneck grebe. We established that earlier on, yes. Aileen. So tell us about the redneck grebe.
Well, the redneck grebe is a very interesting wee bird, really. And again, it's unfortunately, it's dying out. But it's very much a water bird. Right. And on land, it really has, it's got beautiful feet that are just almost like tracery, you know, they're very delicate. And it uses these feet to help it to rise up out of the water. And then when they're mating, they kind of rush together like a ballet. And
on the water?
And, yes, on the water. And they actually rise. Yes, they can rise up like this and then they fall down.
Right.
And the other thing about them is that they have eggs, all right. They're in a kind of a makeshift nest in the reeds. But they only put them there, you know, lay them there, and then they're hatched for about one day. And then the birds, the mother and the father, they take the wee hatchlings and they put them on their back, you know, and that's where they're reared, on the backs of the parents.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go, redneck grebe. Yeah.
It's obvious. And
they look like little punks. You know,
they do. Yeah. I think it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. Sort of little Mohican haircut. They lost an eye on the way in.
Yeah.
No, your bird lost an eye, I should rephrase that.
Yes, it did. Yeah. But it might be in a bag somewhere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully I get it.
What do you get from this? What do you get from the elders, David?
I think it's great to be able to create something. You know, actually, this morning we were at our usual Tuesday morning do, and we were learning a new song, which has been composed by, as mentioned, by Elaine Agnew.
Yeah.
And it's fabulous, you know.
Yeah,
and the joy, it's like people who are probably going to see, you could hear Verdi playing La Donna Mobile or something.
Right,
and say, oh, yeah, I'll whistle that. So that's... You know, that is the fact that...
So joy, that's an important word, isn't it, in life? Joy.
Yes.
Brings you
joy. Yes, well, there's a lot of joy involved in the elders, yeah.
Yeah, great. What about you, Nuala?
I think I've become braver, especially about public speaking, because I'm here now. And again, great fun and great camaraderie, cognitive. I'm involved with the Alzheimer's Society. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of decline as you get older. So this keeps us very connected and engaged socially, physically. Everything, you know, with the arts, creativity, you know.
So you've learned movement, have you?
We do dance. We've done dance with Philippa.
Yeah.
And
yes. Yeah. We have this absolutely lovely woman, Philippa is her name. And she talked to us about our bird or birds. And then she'd say, well, how do they move?
Yes.
Like, how do they move their head? How do they lift their feet? And then she created movement for us. Well, we had...
And your lovely word to describe the foot movement of the redneck grebe. What did you say they were? It was...
Well, they had lovely...
No, you what was the word you used?
You yourself used a word.
But a tracery.
Yeah,
Yes. And their feet. And Niall Hatch came into us one day and, you know, we have a lot of research to do, like serious stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew a fair bit about my wee bird. But he said, well, did you know? He always starts off, did you know? And he said, their feet are so well engineered that they can go forward really quickly, you know, and then stop and whoosh, just go back just as quickly.
Yeah.
You know,
amazing. Nature's
yes.
Amazing.
And he also told us, alas and alack, that stoats are now swimming and they go and they... you know, pinch the wee birds off the bird's nest, off their back.
That's nature as well.
Yeah, there's always something.
Yeah. So 10 o'clock this Saturday.
Ivy Gardens.
Yes, for anyone. Yeah. And if the weather is kind.
It'll only be a half an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's the elders. And are you always looking for new people?
They're very welcome. Anybody over 65 is really very welcome. But I think it's important to know that it is a commitment.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And it's most satisfying once you do decide
to do it. How have your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, how have they reacted to all of this?
They've all thought it was fine, grand, and they go out of their way
come
to
along
come to it.
Yes. They'd say they like it anyway.
Mainly my husband and sister and brother and my family, my other sisters, they all come to.
They all come.
Sisters.
My favourite is David's twit, who people call a twit. But they're all brilliant. Thanks so much for coming in, Aileen, Nuala, and David. Thank you very much. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.